Armenia has not had an election deemed free and fair by international observers since gaining independence from the former Soviet Union in 1991. This Saturday's vote will be closely watched. With elections for a new president just 1 year away, the international community has made it clear it wants to see an improvement over Armenia's last parliamentary elections in 2003, when there were widespread allegations of vote fraud. The United States says millions of dollars in aid to Armenia could be threatened if the election is deemed unfair. The European Union, Armenia's primary trading partner, also says a fair election is necessary for Armenia to continue participating in its European Neighborhood Policy Program. Yevgeny Volk, the director of the Heritage Foundation's Moscow office, says Armenia's authorities know they must produce a better parliamentary election than in 2003, but either way, he says, the country is destined for change.
Whoever wins in the election, even the forces which now are mostly associated with Russia, I believe that they will have to review their policies towards more openness, towards European Union, NATO, just because Russia cannot offer Armenia reliable economic and political prospects for future.
Volk notes that more than 30% of Armenia's 3 million people live on less than $2 a day. Discontent is high, he says, but so too is voter apathy. Despite growing discontent, few of Armenia's opposition parties are expected to secure the 5% threshold needed to join parliament. Volk and other analysts say that is because the political opposition made a tactical error in failing to unite under a single anti-government banner. Opposition leaders are already warning of possible fraud in Saturday's election and say they will organize mass street protests if they consider the vote unfair. Analyst Volk says much will depend on the election results.
If the margin between the winners and the losers will be narrow, I believe it will really cause some kind of protest and violence, which will be difficult to deal with. If the gap will be larger, I believe opposition will feel weaker.
There have already been several incidents of election-related violence leading up to Saturday's vote, and in the final week of campaigning, authorities in Armenia announced the arrest of an opposition activist on money laundering charges. The arrest significantly raised opposition fears that the upcoming parliamentary vote will be neither free nor fair. Pro-government parties deny there will be falsification and say voters will back the government's record. Two pro-government parties, the ruling Republican Party of Armenia, led by presidential favorite Serge Sarkisian, and the prosperous Armenian party of Gagik Sarukyan, are expected to sweep the election. The outcome of Saturday's vote is likely to dictate the course of the country's presidential vote in 2008. Sarkisian, the acting prime minister and President Robert Kocharyan's friend and favored successor, is expected by analysts to easily defeat the opposition when voters go to the polls next year. Lisa McAdams, VOA News, Moscow.